At a talk I gave recently, a gal in the back of the room who was frantically waving her hand spoke up with the kind of excitement I usually associate with winning the lottery. It seems this gal had wanted to lose a considerable amount of weight and went through all the usual diets and lost and put back on and lost and put back on like we've all done. And finally, she got into visualization, which sounded like a good idea, but went nowhere until she decided she had to put some emotional pizzazz behind the imagery. Then all sorts of things started to happen. Well, first came her idea to work out at the gym. It was a good start. But she was flabbergasted to find she couldn't even fake a desire to go to the gym if she was allowing herself to feel fat. Okay, so she went back into the pretending games where, at first, she had to almost bully herself into feeling the weight she wanted to be. Well, it worked. As long as she continued to pretend thin and feel thin, and keep her focus off of feeling fat, she could maintain her not-too-stringent diet with relative ease and no longer had to fight with herself about going to the gym. I don't know what her weight was before, but this lovely woman was a picture-perfect 12 when I saw her. This is not just simple wanting to be thin or well. You can't just want and expect it to happen. It's refocusing and refeeling, refocusing and refeeling. See, the secret to reversing anything within the body is to get your focus off of what you don't want. Find any way you can to get into that feeling place of what you do want, and then know with a certainty that the laws of the universe are working and must bring that felt vision into reality, as long as you don't squelch it. I call this segment, What's Wrong is Never Right. There's truly no sense in staying away from doctors if your beliefs say doctors work, and that's okay. But think about it for a minute. What are doctors trained to do? Heal you? Sure, that's the objective. As soon as they find out what's wrong with you. What's wrong, quote unquote, is their business. That's their reason for being. Yes, they want to help, but if they don't find something wrong, how can they help you? Haven't you noticed that with doctors, we're either on the verge of getting something or we've got one foot in the grave? We're either precancerous or we don't have a chance? If you've been told you're in some sort of precondition and it's scaring the pants off you, slow down. Take a look at what you're creating. You've closed your valve by becoming fearful. You're magnetizing negatively. And you're now headed straight toward the inevitable fulfillment of the doctor's verdict. Every doctor on the face of this planet knows that illness soars once the diagnosis is given. Well, fancy that. So by all means, go to your doctor, but watch your reactions and your fears and your beliefs and your denial, which means watch your valve. Set the so-called incurable rate for whatever you got aside, along with any other gruesome statistics about the disease. This way, you can employ your doctor as a means to the end you desire, rather than as a cause for any further fear. Now, a word about death. Death is a joke. Let's say you're an actor, okay? You get on stage, put on a costume, and experience the fun of being a character in the play. When you're done, you put the costume and the character aside. But you're still you. Well, it's the same thing with your expanded self. It's here, playing around in the body, yours, for the sheer experience of it all, for the learning and for the fun. And when it tires of this, it will do something else. But it's not going to go out like a candle. It can't. It's pure energy. And you can't snuff out energy. Ah, but even though energy can't be squelched, our negative vibrations most surely can squelch physical cells, a practice we seem to sanction with an appalling vitality, focused with fear on a condition we don't want in the body. And our link to the greater energy we truly are becomes so drastically diminished, so constrained, the cells begin to shrivel, literally shrivel, from that lack of life energy. If disallowance of the life force continues, the cells can no longer reproduce themselves. That's just the way it is. At that point, they cease their physical existence and simply recycle back into the pure positive energy of well-being from which they came. So do you. Now, we call it death. But the only thing that ceases to exist is your physical form, not you. If someone is no longer excited about their life and the energy stops flowing through them, what we call death is a result. But only to the body, not to you. So isn't it interesting that the biggest fear we continue to vibrate and then stuff away to vibrate even stronger is the fear we have of death? Fearing death is a deplorable learned response we picked up long ago from a bunch of power-hungry fanatics, religious and otherwise, who wanted to play the game of let's control the masses. And they did brilliantly. Get a bunch of people to fear something like death, and man, you got them right where you want them, under your oppressive thumb. The sad thing is, we've been so cleverly taught to fear death, we've totally forgotten how to live. However, if you do decide to change costumes, what happens is nothing more than a withdrawal from being physical, a disconnection from the body. The you that you are never quits. That part of you is forever and ever connected to eternal conscious awareness, which is you. You are the pure positive energy of well-being, and you cannot kill energy. Now, the importance of putting this fear to rest is no small thing. Because even if we get all of our other don't wants switched to wants and get out of our fears, but then leave that one scary thorn in our side called death, we still have a fear of vibration affecting everything, along with a mighty uphill climb to really enjoyable health. The easier way is to stop fearing this atrocious man-made myth and concentrate with everything we have on raising our frequencies to that greater part of ourselves, which is the very essence of all that is. Then we'd have all the heaven on earth we could handle, right here in our own little world, the way it was meant to be.